Well, you're going to be surprised when you get over there, because you see things, you know, you have a visual experience rather than just trying to learn vocabulary out of the book. Mm-hmm. And it really, and you know, you'll get along fine. You'll be real surprised.
Well, we'll see. I think, I think once you stop trying to think about everything you're saying to see whether it's grammatically correct
most of them speak English anyway, so, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah. These are just lots of questions now about different ordinary things and what terms you've heard local people use for them. So, if it's a term you use yourself, or if it's a term you remember hearing your parents or grandparents use, you know, you can tell me that.
Well, this is kind of fun.
Okay. The first part is about parts of the house, just rooms of the house, like a room where you would entertain guests. What would you call that room?
Well, right now we're on the porch.
Right.
But normally I would say the living room.
Is that what it was called in the house where you grew up? Downtown?
The porch.
But I call it the living room. Nobody has a ball in it.
Okay.
Ball. And what about in the fireplace? You know, the metal things that you have to set the logs on top of?
The andirons.
Okay. And what about the shelf up over?
That's the man.
Okay. Now, if you were going to...
Oh, do you want the mantelpiece?
Whatever would be natural that you would use.
I don't know if I'd say the mantelpiece or the man. I guess I'd say the man.
Okay.
Or sometimes I might say mantelpiece.
I don't know. Well, I don't know which lots of times people have more than one term that they would use for something. So... you can give more than one answer, that's okay.
Oh, I have multiple.
That's right.
Multiple guests, okay.
That's right. What if you were going to start a fire, you know, this wood that you can get?
Kindling.
That comes from pine. You have some that comes out of pine trees that's like has turpentine or something.
That's
kerosene.
Kindling.
Just call it kindling.
Yeah, what's another name for it?
Lightwood or...
Oh, fat lighter.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called fat lighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that people have really different terms for all over the South.
Really?
Fat pine or lighter, lightwood.
I've never heard fat pine.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard kindling and fat lighter, but that's it.
Okay. What about a piece of furniture, long stuffed, like you have in here?
I mean, you want the other terms I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think mostly sofa.
Mm-hmm. What about over the window, something that rolls up and down?
You mean a shade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a shade.
Okay. In the bedroom, furniture that you would have to store your clothes in, like with drawers, or maybe, that opens up.